So there's several classes of methods which can be used to solve ordinary differential equations. And there is a class of method called the Runge-Kutta method, which you could view as Euler's method as a special case of. So the Runge-Kutta method are characterized by the following characteristic. You're going from, you want to attack, you're at one point T0, you want to get to T1. In a Runge-Kutta method, you introduce intermediate time values between T0 and T1. You do some sort of a calculation of those intermediate time values and use that auxiliary calculation to help you extrapolate to the final point. So we'll come up with other methods, multi-step methods, which don't do that. They get higher accuracy by using more values at the actual grid point. Runge-Kutta method is not using values at the other grid points. It's using auxiliary time values in between. Now the simplest Runge-Kutta method can be sort of thought of in the following way. So what sort of what's one thing that's obviously wrong with Euler's method? When I want to get to from T0 to T1, in Euler's method, I do that by taking the derivative at T0. An intuitively much more reasonable thing to do is to take the derivative at the midpoint between T0 and T1. I mean, that's sort of intuitive. I mean, if you want to go from A to B, and you want to make a straight line assumption, the most reasonable thing to do is to calculate, if you can, the derivative in the middle, because that's sort of symmetric, because that's sort of the average of the derivative here and the derivative here. So, well, of course, that's a nifty idea, but offhand it has a problem, because you have no idea what the derivative is half in the midpoint. But we can do the following. We use Euler's method, essentially, to estimate the value of the function big X at the midpoint. So we go to this auxiliary time value, which is the midpoint. We use Euler's method to estimate the value of the function at the midpoint. Given that estimate of the value of the function, we go to the differential equation and calculate the derivative, calculate the tangent at that estimated point, and then we use that back to go from here to here. So formally it says set delta of 1 to be the which is going to be our estimate of the derivative to initially be the derivative at x is 0, which is calculated as f of t0 x0. Calculate the value of x here, which is x0 plus a half h times delta of 1, because we have a step size of a half h to get to the midpoint. Calculate delta 2, which is a function at t0 plus a half h x plus a half h delta 1, so that's the intermediate x value. And then we set x here, x of 1, as x of 0 plus h times delta 2. So that's the simplest Runge-Kutta method, or Runge-Kutta method.